Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this message. Lord, I pray that you bring us your peace, your joy with it. Lord, I pray that you give us understanding to it on another level rather than intellectual. Lord, that you speak to us spiritually, each and every one that is here. In Jesus' name, amen. Most of you know my grandfather was a minister, and we lived right across the street from him. We were on the same party line as my grandma and my grandpa. My sister and I were talking yesterday. They came up and we had lunch with them. And I said, I remember when you and Jerry were dating. Now they've been married over 50 years now, but when they were dating, Carol would say, "Goodbye, Jerry. Goodbye, Grandma." You know how party lines were. But anyway, that phone would ring and it'd be two longs and a short, and I'd be at Grandpa's, and Grandma would answer the phone, and then she'd say, "Jake, it's for you." So Grandpa would walk over and he would pick up the earpiece and talk into the microphone and say, "Oh, brother, how are you? Or sister, how are you?" When he said brother or sister, I knew he was talking to someone from church. I also knew that our life was going to be interrupted. It may have been they just needed prayer for something. And Grandpa, like our church, he would go to prayer right away when there was a prayer request. But maybe they just needed a fence post and knew Grandpa had some fence posts and he would give them his fence post. Or maybe they were out of something and Grandpa would find a way to facilitate it and make sure that they got it. But whenever I heard him talk about brother or sister, matter of fact, some of the people still in my memory, I only know them by brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. There's a song that the Gaithers wrote several years ago. We call each other brother and sister around here because we're a family and we love so dear. The Bible talks about us being brothers and sisters in Christ, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. It talks about the church as being the bride of Christ. There's a relationship. Did you know there's only two things ordained in the Bible? One is marriage and the other is the church. God said, "I will work through both." But the church is very special to God. The Bible talks about the church being the bride of Christ. And in John 2:1, through 3, he talks about the lady, the elect lady in the church. And he's writing to her about her family. Sometimes as I read that, I wonder just who that's talking about, because John seems to be writing it. So who is he talking about? Maybe he's talking about Mary. Because remember when Jesus was on the cross in John 19:26-27, Jesus saw his mother there and his disciple whom he loved standing nearby. And he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to his disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, the disciple took her into his home. What Jesus was declaring was Mary and John became a family to one another. Their loyalty was one another. Just as if they were biologically mother and son, they were spiritually mother and son. And Jesus says, when we come to the Lord, we are born by his blood. They say that blood is thicker than water, right? And the blood of Christ is thicker. So as we look at one another, look at each other. You're brothers and sisters. You're brothers and sisters beside the person beside you're sitting beside in your pew. I'm going to get this together, yeah. And the Bible says how we should care for one another. And it says, wives, be subject in Ephesians 22, or 5:22 and 23. Just as Christ is the head of the church, the body of which he is the Savior, just as the church is subject to Christ, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it in order to make her holy by cleansing her with the washing of water of the word. Present the church to himself in splendor and without spot and wrinkle in anything of its kind. Yes, so that she may be holy without blemish. Jesus said, because I have taken you, we are one. I have taken you that are blood washed as my bride, and we are one, and we work together as one. We're family. I don't know if you have thought about this, but I'm sure as you get older, you thought about it. When you had children, many of you didn't sit down and think, you know, if we have children, first of all, we're not going to have as much money. And Michael laughs every time I say that. Because children are very expensive. We're not going to have as much time. Just getting ready to go out and eat is going to be a problem because we're going to have a high chair here and we're going to have a stroller there. And even if we go down to Disney World, it isn't going to be that we can just walk up and get on any of the roller coasters that they have because the children can't get on. It changes your whole life when you start having children. But we understand that when we have children, we sacrifice. They are ours. We give to them. We help them. I got a call this week that Bonnie was in the hospital. She's my daughter. What did I do? I walked away from what I was doing. I went to the hospital. We're family. I do the same thing when you go to the hospital. I walk away from what I'm doing. I remember one Christmas Eve, we were having Christmas at my dad's house, and I got a call that we had a church member that was bad, sick, at Flower Hospital. I said, I'll be right over. I left Christmas. I went to the hospital, and while I was there, the man passed away. Why do you do that? We do that because we're family. And our church relationships many times are much deeper than our family relationships because the blood of Christ, we understand, is more pertinent than our own blood. The love, the joy that we express with one another, the goals that we have, Jesus is all the time making us more like him. All through the Bible. When Paul went to the Roman church to welcome Phoebe, he said, our sister, in Romans 16:1. He said to Silvanus, called him his faithful brother in 1 Peter 5:12. And all through the Bible, it talks about brothers and sisters in Christ, and it talks about the church being the bride of Christ. And the bride of Christ, he says, I've made you my bride to make you holy, not to make you worldly. Joining the church, being part of the church, you join up through the blood of Christ. And one of the things that I like about the Church of God is a blood-washed soul makes you a member. If you're good enough for God, you're good enough for us. I'm sorry, but we're not going to vote you in or out if you're blood-washed, if you've been born again. What right do we have to do that? We don't have any right to do that. And if God calls you to do something, we have no right to run herd on you. When God calls you and puts you into something specific that he wants you to do, he is your boss, he is your leader, he is the one that you look to. We have 30-some directors here, I think, 32 we've marked out last week. Each one of those, we have a director of you're the director of Awanas. No one knows more about Awanas than you do. They better not. We have a director of security. No one knows about our security more than he does. We have a director of youth. We have a director of music. All these people back here are directors. One's over the, one does the sound, another one does the PowerPoint, another one does the cameras. No one should know more about it than they do. So what do, preacher, as a pastor? What I do and what those who are ministers around me do, we're facilitators. Adam, what do you need? He says, well, I need somebody to learn how to do this, that knows what they're doing, that can understand it. Okay, we will try to find someone to help with that. Then they'll come to me, and the whole church gets behind finding that. Jennifer says, we need some money because we need to buy some food, some things for the kids on Wednesday night. And she'd go to Josh's niece and say, hey, this is what we need. And he'd say, I'll see what I can find. He'll come to me and I'll twist Jackie's arm and we'll come up with the money to pay for it. The whole church would come together. See, that's how a family works. A family works together for one common goal, and that goal has to be very common. My dad told me many times, you're a fry. That's why. And I'd say, but so-and-so, he was allowed to run that car on the pew back and forth, and he didn't get in trouble. And he says, you're a fry. Things are different. And you're a Christian. And Christians are different. You say, but they don't do it like that in another church. We're not another church. We are a Heritage Church that we have started ministries because a ministry needed started, because something needed done. So we found someone, maybe they came to me and they said, Pastor, here's a need that we have. Let's get it done. And since we're a family, we find someone that wants to do it. We find a way to finance it and we find a way to get it rolling. That's why we have 32 ministries. We have a car show. I've not been to a car show meeting in 7 years. I don't have to. Our director knows what to do on the car show. Sometimes she will ask and say, Judy Anderson, sometimes she'll say, hey, we need this. Okay, let's get the entire church behind it and let's find that. That's how the ministries work. I go home and I lay awake at night sometime trying to think of new jobs. One of the things that we had here is we had ushers. We had an usher there, we had two ushers here, two ushers here, two ushers here, and one over there. That's 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. And they didn't work every Sunday. They worked every third Sunday usually. That's 20-some ushers we had. You know, when we started doing the offering boxes, the ushers lost their jobs. Those ushers like being part of the church. They like doing that. Some of them haven't come back from COVID because they don't have their job to do. See, church is not a spectator sport. Church is where everyone has a responsibility. From the time I was a little boy, I had chores to do in our house because we're a family. Because we're a family, everybody did their share. Well, what did you have to do? I had to pick up my clothes. And I had to put my dirty socks in a hamper. And I will tell you this, we've been married almost 40 years, and I don't think you've ever had to pick up my socks. And I don't think you ever had to, well, she did hang up my pants a couple times, but the seam wasn't straight. I think she did it on purpose. But we're a family, and in a family, you know, I told my grandson, I said, you know, I run the sweeper. He said, you do? Why do you do that? I said, because I live here. I'm sorry. But the church belongs to God, and we all belong to Him, and we are all related. And because we're related, we all make sacrifices. We all take of our time. We all take of our talents. We all take of our finances because we want to do what God wants us to do. being a member of the church is not like being a member of the PTA or the neighborhood association or the library boosters. It's a family. So expect to have less money. Expect to have less free time. Expect to have added sorrow because we're going to have funerals here and you're going to hurt when that friend dies. Expect to have added joys because we also have weddings here. We also see people getting saved and we see them getting baptized. You're going to have more joys too. But folks, if this church is going to do anything, we've got to think as a family. And one of the things that my dad did and we did and my granddad did, I didn't have to go ask my dad if I could talk to my brother and my sister. My mom didn't have to ask my dad if she talked to me. This church needs to communicate with each other about ministry. Jennifer, your ministry is Awana's. Bonnie's, yours is women's ministry. If you want to talk to Jennifer about women's ministry, you can. If you want to talk to Bonnie about Awana's, you can. See, if we can't talk about ministry to each other, then you're going to start gossiping about other things. When we work as a unit and we follow God and we pray about what God wants, then we're all going to be on the same page. And when we're on the same page, we can get something done and something can be accomplished and the church will grow. Because unity is what people sees. And you know what makes a church united? When we start looking like our big brother, Jesus Christ. When we start acting like him, we start talking like him, we start living like him. He said that he came to make the church holy and pure. I want to read you something that wasn't part of my sermon when I prepared it, but I think it's fitting. I was just reading it this morning. You ever read Revelation? I want to show you something about the church, because we've heard many things about the church, and we've heard about the New Jerusalem, and we've heard about the new heaven and the new earth. Let me show you where God places this. 21, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth have passed away. Also, there was no more sea. So we're talking about a future time, right? And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared for a bride adorned for her husband. Now, where else have we seen the bride adorned for her husband? The church. I saw this unique bride prepared for her husband, the Son of God. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eye, and there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I have given the fountain of the water of life freely to him who is thirsty. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. I want you to see this. If the church is the bride of Christ, and John said, I saw the bride coming down to heaven, and then he goes on to measure it, the holy city, the New Jerusalem, think of what God has allowed you to step into when he accepted you into his church by his blood. You are uniquely different than the world. you have a strength that the world does not have. And God has given you the power that he'll wipe away every tear and every thought of worry about death. Because we're in his. We're his bride. And you know what happens when a bride marries a husband? They're one. And as sure as he lives, he said, you shall live also. Let us stand. When you look at the person that sits beside you in church, you should see something that the world cannot see. You can see Christ himself. Our Heavenly Father, bless this time. Help us to understand what we have in Christ Jesus. For that we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.